Good morning. Today is Monday, September the 21st, last day of fall. Oh, okay, so I made a, there's a hyphen conjunction there. Last day, summer.
Okay, yeah, you've thrown me off.
First day of fall.
Radios are
slammed them together
as we speak.
It came out, yeah.
Click, click, click.
That's all right, we'll give them to click back on. Oh, joining us this morning is the bank dude, Mr. Dalby.
And it is a joy to be with you.
Yeah, I sense that.
Your sunny disposition.
That overwhelming
this
joy.
Foggy day.
Actually, it's a grapely disposition today.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to Talk Shop. It's a Monday.
It's Monday.
Presented in part by Redek and by CDH Painting. You got our quote there.
We have our quote.
Yeah, whoa, and it's a pretty one with lots of fog, which is truly appropriate.
Yeah, there you go.
Truly appropriate. Golf is a game in which the ball lies poorly and the players well. Yes, no kidding. Rosenbaum. Ha! An old Chronicle writer. Art Rosenbaum.
Really?
Yeah. I think I've got one of his columns from the 80s hanging in the office. Something about how TV reflects reality in life. Perhaps it doesn't. Yes, and ergo the quote. Coming in, I heard a story, and I don't know. I think it was like Colvin's program, and he was they were talking about how early investors are now coming in and investing in new technologies. One of them is clothing that has computers built into it, and they could see wearable. I mean, not the watch. I mean, the actual fabric of like a shirt, for example. And this, they were all in on it. And I thought, that's got to be a very challenging situation for financial backers, whether it's venture partners or whether it's more traditional like you guys are. If somebody they have a vision, it's there. It's clear as a bell to them, but it deals with emerging technologies. How do you balance out something that doesn't exist, but you can see that it makes sense?
Well, first of all, I'm really poor at it. The whole, you know, there's a lot of technologies come out, and I thought, you know, who would ever want to do that? And it becomes great, you know, the internet.
Yeah. Fax machines.
Cell phones. You know, yeah. The whole thing. And you're talking to a man who doesn't have a Facebook account or a Twitter or, you know, any of that stuff.
Like, yeah, to me, Bird's Twitter.
I don't do any of that stuff. You know, I'm probably not the technology guy, but my first question is, so I've got a computer in my shirt.
Why?
What's the purpose, and can I launder it?
Yeah.
I have a lot of people with really smart, stinky shirts.
Well, the concept, the vision that somebody else has that is very difficult for regular guys to grasp. Do you tend to just walk away from those because it's too difficult to understand?
I've seen it both ways, where people have seen a new technology or a new idea and embraced it because it was new and it's failed miserably. And then you see the ones, that I think is going to fail, that, you know, are incredible because, you know, I don't have that vision.
KINS, News and Information Time, perfect timing. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. Well, I just
thought it's a challenge for you. Yeah, there you go.
Just, you know, I mean, your back timing was so superb. Yeah, I mean, it's not often we have somebody confess the way that you confess before we go to break.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great to be here.
So embracing new ideas, whether it's new technology or whether it's new opportunity or new application of existing technology, mm-hmm. how do you guys figure that one out when it comes time for somebody looking for capital to be able to execute their plan?
Well, if you're asking the question for me as a banker or for my clients.
Well, they're connected, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, you know, what I mean is for the institution or you know, my clients involved in technology. The first one is, you know, for our institution is because technology is evolving so quickly that and you have the bleeding edge and then you have the leading edge. And then you have it's too late to get in.
Yeah, early adapters and exactly. Mainstream, and then
so you know we really work not to be on the bleeding edge because a small bank, you know, our size can't make the investment in technology ahead of the industry and predict where it is.
Yeah, hitting a grand slam is nice, but if you strike out 12 of 14,
yes, exactly,
it's tough.
So, for instance, you know the chips that are now coming out in the credit cards. Our credit cards that we issue have those chips, but the ATM card does not yet because our provider doesn't have that technology. So we're a little bit behind there. Mobile banking, we have all the current technologies in the mobile banking field, but we weren't the first early adopters. And the new technology that's just we were talking about it in the break that has just come out is, I believe, Chase across the street now has machines that have replaced tellers.
For clarity, that would be the Eureka branch.
Eureka,
now you've got options.
There you go. Yeah, sorry. It's across from our Eureka branch. I haven't seen them personally, but I've seen pictures of them and talked to people that have used them. Is that a technology that we'll embrace? Probably not, because we want to have the human interaction and you know, our bank is about the relationship as opposed to the transaction. So that's one that, you know, we'll probably be a very slow adopter to. Then there are technologies that everybody thinks is going to work and it doesn't. And I can remember when I was in college way back then, as I date myself here.
As long as it's not carbon dating, we're okay.
Yeah, exactly. There was a liniment that was used for horses called DMSO. And it was an interesting substance because you put some on your hand and you have this fish taste in your mouth in seconds. And it would penetrate the skin and go into it. And the whole technology was that they were going to be able to infuse medicines into the DMSO. And you could instantly get certain medicines into your body. And so people were investing like crazy into this technology, and it flopped. It didn't work at all. I don't know why. I assume they weren't able.
Aspirin wasn't compatible.
Yeah, my guess is once they infused it, it wouldn't penetrate through the skin like the DMSO. These are technologies you got to look at and say, okay, which ones are going to work and which ones are not. What is the capital go in? And do I have the ability to be on the bleeding edge, or should I be on the leading edge, or should I be a late adopter to make sure the technology works? It all has to do with what is your position in the marketplace, what is your strategic plan, and what are your resources?
Yeah, I've got AM stereo. Same concept. We didn't, but a number of stations jumped into that thing, and it just never, you know, the lesson learned is you have to have uniformed radio receivers. If you have it based on one manufacturer, it doesn't fly real well.
Well, I keep waiting for A-Trax to come back. I've got a big box of them.
Well, that's that's why I had jotted down here. Are there monies that you guys have set aside for higher risk, middle of the road, slam dunk, no problem kinds of risk? So you don't automatically shut the door on people with new ideas? Or new applications?
Are you talking about clients that have new ideas?
At the bank, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, we'll take 5% of our investment capital or however it's phrased, and we'll go into those areas. And if we win, hooray. If we don't win, okay. It's almost like customer service.
Well, we listen to the story. We do our research to see, you know, as well as we can, is this something that is possible? But if it's on the bleeding edge, I mean, a lot of it's really speculation at that point.
Say it's a 50-50.
And, okay, it's a 50-50. You got to make sure that you're, for your client's sake, because, I mean, this is a partnership, so we want them to survive, that if this does not work, that they haven't lost everything.
So yeah, you want them to have some skin, but not the entire body?
Yeah, if you're going to go into, you know, to being on the bleeding edge, you've got to have the capital to survive it. So that if it fails, you're still alive. You can still move forward and go forward.
So you're playing on the worst case scenario.
Exactly.
Mr. Happy Face.
That's what we do. I was genetically altered. My heart was removed. I have no feelings.
DMSO?
Yeah.
You couldn't. Biology wasn't a big strength. You didn't put it on your hand. You put it over your heart.
There you go.
Just kind of went in. Yeah. If there's a likelihood, are you willing to take the risk or allow them to take the risk? Are there?
You know, there's too many variables for me to answer that question. So
good. Well, I'll draw up my scenario then a little tighter.
Does it exclude it? That would be the question. Okay. The answer is no. It would not exclude us, our involvement.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with the bank dude, John Dalby. John, the concept of new technology, or perhaps reapplication of old technology.
Ooh, give me an example.
No GMO.
Hmm.
Okay, I mean, it seems to be a rip-roaring right now.
It's come back again.
Yeah, so it's a... The product is a higher cost product when it comes back. Now, maybe you can premium price it. Maybe you can't. I mean, for a lot of us, a carrot's a carrot. Okay. But now you've got regular carrot, organic carrot, no GMO carrot, certified. Mm-hmm. No GMO. Okay. Hydroponically grown carrot. Yeah, on and on and on. It's kind of like, for me, looking at the chip aisle.
Right.
An aisle for chips. I'm still grasping that one myself. Getting crazy was a Dorito for me. This is kind of more challenging than for many. So whether it's a new application or whether it's new technology or new set of eyes or however we want to frame it, there is risk, obviously, because otherwise somebody else would be all over it and it mm-hmm. wouldn't be there as an opportunity. So the risk-reward equation, how do you do that, whether it's at the finance committee level or at your level or at the account rep level or wherever the process begins in your bank USA, where does that start?
Well, of course, everything really starts and ends with the market. What is the consumer going to buy, and what are they looking for? And of course, Madison Avenue, if that still exists, but it does conceptually, they have, they drive our, what is fashionable, what is it we want by their advertising and so forth to some degree. And they have, they manipulate us. And so, dress length, was one that was, that was always a big part of it, and that was when times were good, skirts got shorter. When times got bad, they got longer because you couldn't lengthen a skirt. So you had, even though that times were tough, you had to buy a new one because you could shorten, So anyway, that was the whole concept of some of the things that they push us towards. So when you talk about GMO, and there's all kinds of levels, there's organics, and there's another one where they don't even take the weeds out, and it gets really interesting, some of the things that are there, and I don't understand them, and I don't pretend to, but it tells me that the market is looking for that people, when they're buying their carrots, are looking for something more than just a carrot at this point. That there's some real concern over what's in it and how it's made, and or how it's grown, I should say, and they're willing to spend more money to get a safer carrot.
Or you'd use ice cream, high butterfat content. Now we know we're not dealing in the land of safe. The stuff that has, many people's attention, or at least their drool, if they're right. Not purchasing it, all the way down to the real basic stuff. Could be that scenario also. Well, why is anybody going to be wanting to buy something that is laden with, bum, 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 because it tastes good.
Yeah.
And you roll that one out. That whole risk reward concept. Does it boil down to numbers, or is there room for passion or belief or execution or these intangibles that can't be put on a spreadsheet?
Some technologies take advantage of market demand. Others created itself. We have smartphones. Well, I'd never sat around and thought, gee, wouldn't it be great if I had a smartphone?
Or a portable phone.
Right.
Real basics, right?
We're dating ourselves now.
Well, James Bond.
Yeah.
We're retroing.
Yeah.
We're not dating.
I can remember rotary phones. So.
Yeah, that was part of growing up.
Oh, and when the trim line came out and it had push buttons. No, yeah. Well, the first trim lines didn't. They had rotaries inside of
them. Right.
And then they came out.
And a cord.
Yeah, and cords. Yeah.
It's still connected to the base unit.
And then when cell phones came out, I had one in my car at one point, but they had to be hardwired in.
Oh, you didn't have the bag phone?
I didn't have the bag phone. Mine was built.
So at that point, here comes Johnny Happy through the door to Dalby Bank. Says, hey, I got an idea. And says, well, there's going to be this thing called the internet. You don't know about it now because it's only government-based. But pretty soon it's going to be mainstreaming. It's going to replace libraries and dictionaries as resources. It's going to put a thumping on any video media that are out there, whether it's movies or TV.
Thought books would ever go away?
Or something called cable that you don't know about yet either.
Yeah.
But it's going to be so ubiquitous that everybody's going to do it and be willing to spend thousands of dollars on this a year. Does Dalby Bank step up and go, heck of an idea. I'm all over that one. Or do you go, well let's
first
wait.
Of all, I don't have a bank. I work
know,
at one,
I,
so
you're,
but with that said, I got to clarify that.
Yeah, okay.
Two is, would we look at it? Yes, but it really depends on all the elements, not just the technology.
Oh, you need towers.
Yeah.
Oh, gee. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:41. We'll be back with more from John Dalby.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop with John Dalby. John, where does the nexus occur between personal opinion over-influencing a decision and the conceptual of the idea itself, whether it's new technology, old technology, back to basics, futuristic, whatever it is? Where do those cross, and is that a recognizable point, or is that something that just kind of happens?
There's an old proverb, there's wisdom in the counsel of many. And I have seen so many times that, you know, somebody who's got an idea for a business or a technology or, you know, however you want to frame it, you look at it, you do the math real quickly and find out that this is not feasible. But the person who thought of it, you know, is so focused in on the possibility that they don't see the practicality of it. So my first response to your question is, you know, the best thing to do is talk to people that you trust that don't have, any skin in the game.
So that somebody,
exactly, yeah. So that you're getting some other perspectives. Somebody who lives in a different paradigm than you do. And so that you're getting, a perspective from various directions, various markets, to determine whether this is something that feasibly could be adopted.
If there's interest, mm-hmm. just flat out, is there interest? Don't shoot it down. Would you be interested in XYZ?
Yeah, that's really cool, but I wouldn't buy it.
Or I would buy it at X amount.
Yeah.
Below your cost.
You know, a thinking shirt, you know, you're going to have to convince me there's a need for it. I'm open to hear it. it's hard to imagine. I need a computerized shirt.
Yeah. yeah. Well, yeah, it would be.
Although they have the shoes now where they put a sensor under, in the sole. And then it connects to your phone, your watch, so it tells you how many steps you've taken, how far you've gone, and up and down, and all kinds of stuff. You know, that has a practical application to me. I can see that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure these guys have got all kinds of different ideas. Now, wasn't that part of the fun watching the James Bond movies? What's the new technology? And now most of it's already been embraced.
Or even
culture.
Star Trek.
And we're going, ha, ha, ha.
Remember Star Trek?
Oh, yeah.
And I can remember when phones flipped open like their communicators.
Flip phones, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think all of us can. I hope.
Yeah.
And those vinyl things.
I still have some of those vinyl
things. I know.
Things.
I got two boxes of them. Everybody says, you got to keep them. Yeah. And I guess they're making a resurgence, but.
Yeah, I have two turntables. They're not plugged into anything right now, but I actually do have two turntables.
See, new application. Yeah, if nothing else, put a little sparkly on it. You get your own flat disco ball.
There you go.
Thanks for coming by. We've been talking shop this morning with John Dalby. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.